It's time for the T100 Animal House Pet Project, teaming with the Licking County Humane Society and Honest Auto Repair on South 21st Street near the tracks in Newark. And with today's introductions of our Pets of the Week, here is Alicia Taylor from the Licking County Humane Society.
Thanks, Wally. I'd like you all to meet Paisley. She's a 10-year-old tan pit bull mix with a wrinkly gray sprinkled muzzle. In early July, our humane agents rescued Paisley from a dangerously hot car alongside 9 senior cats. And she's safe with us, but she's been waiting for a forever home. She loves our play yard. She loves the sunshine and being the center of attention. And so while we're giving her lots of love, a shelter is no place for an older dog, and she's been waiting quite a while. Paisley so deserves a quiet couch and a family to adore her. I'd also like you all to meet Emmy. She's a 6-month-old all-black stunner with silky, medium-length fur and a long, fluffy tail that swishes from side to side like a runway model. She knows how to strut her stuff, and gosh, her big, yellow, bright eyes, they're unforgettable. Emmy is social. She does really well with other cats, and she loves attention. So if your couch or your window ledge might need a superstar, come meet Emmy, and you're going to know her by the way she saunters over for your pet.
Now let's talk about the biggest fundraiser for the Humane Society every year that rolls around, and it'll be here before you know it, the Furball.
That's right, and we're inviting you all to come. So the Furball is set to take place on November 8th at the Reese Center at Newark campus of COTC and OSU Newark. The evening will begin at 6 p.m., and it's going to be full of yummy food and drinks, exciting live music. We'll have an interactive program with live auction items, and we'll have a silent auction. So if you'd like to learn more about the event, if you want to learn how to become a sponsor or auction donor, or if you want to attend, buy tickets, go to lchspets.org/event/furball.
And as always, be that responsible pet owner. Have your dogs and cats neutered and spayed, and dogs always licensed.
Absolutely. Great reminders, Wally. Thank you.